Good morning, Terry.
So what is Johnson Controls doing to make hybrid cars cheaper?
Well, we're doing the whole gamut of research and development, Terry, across the entire spectrum of vehicle electrification, from everything that starts your car to batteries that can propel your car without the internal combustion engine.
Why are hybrid car batteries so expensive right now?
Well, that's a really good question. And the economics around the hybrid batteries, both from hybrid electrics that have a gas engine as well as pure electrics, are really driven because we don't have a lot of volume. And if you think about this business, there's a lot of capital that's required to build these batteries. And then when you think about the hybrid system, it really needs to be more integrated into the overall vehicle so that it's designed appropriately for what it's going to be expected to do. And then the third thing, Terry, is if you think about today's technology, we use a lot of materials that are susceptible to economic volatility, as well as a lot of systems that aren't mass-produced. So our effort, in conjunction with our partners at the Department of Energy, is to work on significantly reducing these costs, both in terms of materials, our systems, our manufacturing technology, and all that's going to be done right here in Wisconsin, and particularly in Milwaukee, and then with our partners at UW.
And eventually the goal is a hybrid car that more people can afford to drive, which is what a lot of people say is prohibiting them from buying one in the first place.
Well, exactly. I mean, what our goal is to help build this technology base and the technology foundation so that when the customer wants to go into the showroom and buy a vehicle, they can go and pick that hybrid or electric vehicle and it'll be the same economic value and cost them the same as it would for any other vehicle that they would choose.
This is really creating more scientists for the future in addition to just building cheaper hybrid cars.
We've done a couple of big things recently, which you may have heard about, endowing a chair at the University of Wisconsin, both at Milwaukee and Madison. And so not only are we endowing a professorship to focus on energy storage research and development, we've built labs at UW-Milwaukee, and we're building one in Madison, as well as sponsoring fellowship projects each year. The second thing is we just had our grand opening of our state-of-the-art battery technology center and testing facility, where we do from beginning to end materials research all the way to cell manufacturing, system assembly, and testing it, not only for new technologies coming down the line, but also to support our customer programs. So we're building the talent pipeline in Wisconsin for future scientists and engineers, as well as creating a lot of jobs here in Wisconsin, because we want to be building our talent pipeline here in the United States and not have to import them, right? I mean, we want to build our own scientific excellence here.
Mary Ann Wright, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Terry.